Carlos, an entertaining 1-1 draw against Burnley today. What are your thoughts on your team's performance?
Yeah, we accept the result, but I think after the game, if someone deserved the win, I think it was our team, in my opinion. A game that we prepared very well. We have some time to prepare the game. We have 1 week. We know everything about Burnley. We study them very well. They don't surprise absolutely us. It's a team very dangerous when they are winning. And if you saw the scores, last games they did 3-4, and they are scoring goals all the time outside and with the goals. Because when they are winning, they are compact all the time when they are defending. And they have speed players to go in to play in counter-attack, special Gray. And you have a good connection with the Volks. But even we are losing in the first minutes of the game, we lose a little the concentration. Our team showed that they have a more maturity in this moment, as more adult. We don't lose the control of the game. We are all the time balanced with the team. We believe that we can score goals. And especially in the second half, we talk with the players, we correct little things after, and also I said to them that we must put a little more speed, more energy, because usually in the second half you are more strong. And we showed that in the second half that we can do better, and we did. We did 1-1, and we tried to go, tried to found the goal, the second goal. And at the end, we have, the players did everything. We play against a strong team. Also from our part, when we play with Jack Kent on the right and Daniel on the left, that the players that like go to attack, two midfielders in the center, they are offensive, because Kieran Lee scored the goal and Bannon shoot to the goal two or three times, as you see. Ross Wallace and Fernand on the sides, it's the players, attacker players, to try to do goals. Hooper and Nuyu, those two strikers. It means that when we start with this 11, we want to win the game. So we did everything. But this is the way that we choose it, the way that we are doing. We are trying to play attack football, try to score goals, try to entertain our fans. And I think we are in another step, completely sure that we are in another step that we wasn't when we play against Burnley in the first game, because especially about maturity, we are more team and more strong team in this moment.
Is it crucial to your team that you have so many different threats in different areas of the pitch? You have different players who can score goals. It's Kieran Lee tonight, but there's pretty much five or six players in your team that are regularly scoring for you.
Yeah, it's something that, when I play in the big team and I play in the small teams when I was player. So what is the point of the big teams? So when you play in the big team all the time, our players must be, and I was coach of big teams also, we must put a theater, is the correct word?
Yes.
Theater to the opponent. We want to scare the opponent all the time. They must feel that our fullbacks can create damage. They must feel that our midfields can score goals. They must feel that our wingers did very well against one against one, and our attackers can score goals, our center halves can score goals in the corners. So all these things create respect in the opponent, and I think like that. I think that this is the way, because if you do the, when we analyze the opponents, when the opponent have a fullback on the right, for example, that attack, we must try to protect a little that side. So if we put in the opposite situation, we must understand that we must put these problems to another coach. So is what we are trying to do, that we are trying to put our players thinking that we are a strong team and we must act like a big teams. All the time in my career, I prepare my teams thinking that we must play like the better teams of the world. This is the way, is our reference, is the big teams. So if you want to be big, you must think big. It's what we are trying to do.
You've continued your unbeaten run at Hillsborough now in the league. It's August since you lost a game in. It's a long time ago. The team has changed a lot since then. So does it please you that you've played another team that is at the top of the league and you've sort of kept that record going tonight?
No, it's good. It's good. And we are happy. It's something that don't belongs to me. It belongs to all the people, all of us. So me, the players, my staff, my unbelievable staff, medical department, the equipments, the the fans, especially the fans also, is something that we are together. We are putting a lot of problems in Hillsborough to our opponents, and it's something that is it's the Sheffield Wednesday in this moment that deserve a lot of respect to all the teams that come here to play. Absolutely sure. And we can check it, for example, in the second half when we start to move more fast the ball and we put another speed on the game. We create a lot of problems to one of the strongest team of the competition. And you asked me during the week if it's a game to show with which level we are in this moment. We can consider it that we are, if you are not in this level, we are very near the level of the best teams of the competition.
Is one thing you want to do maybe in this second half of the year is to beat these teams, though? Now that Ipswich are in the top six, you've played 8 games against the top six, 4 draws, 4 defeats. Is getting a win, do you think it's important to beat the teams in front of you?
No, I think important is try to collect points. This is the most important, because after in May, let's see what position we have. If you can beat the teams up, better. So, but you know that in this moment, when we play against this team also, they respect us. So they play with us with respect. And they know that it's not easy to play. So they come with the full energy, they feel full concentration. This is the something that we create. We create respect. And the teams, when they play against us, they have more focus, because they know that if everybody is losing here, or even some teams just draw, we must be very careful. So, and they don't open easy spaces also. They know that we can score, and we are scoring goals in the probably 90% of the games, even with the friendly matches at this moment. We are scoring goals in most of the games. And it's something that we are creating. But this is the win to these kind of teams. I think we are ready to... We can discuss the game like we did today. Today we can win. Even the opponent can win also, but I think we was more near than them to win the game. So we are very, very, very near.
Some good news on the injury front today, with Tom Lees playing for the development team and scoring a goal in the game as well. How positive is it to have him nearing a return, do you think?
No, it's good. It's good that, as I tell you, I'm telling the last 1 or 2 weeks. So in this moment we have a lot of players that recover from the pains. Lewis McGugan did very well in the last game. Today, we don't have a chance to put him to play because the team was playing very well. And also he played on Saturday, but he's a player that is ready to play. Tom Lees is played today. Turner played on Saturday and today play again to because they need time to play. They need tempo. Alex is ready also. Matias is play also on Saturday. They are players that need some tempo, some games, but they are ready. So in this moment we are with more options. McGiddy came also now. Joe Bennett is here also with us. So we believe that in second half we'll be more strong. And I don't just believe it. So we are in two of February. Mm-hmm. My mother, it's the birthday of my mother today. So I can't forget this day. So, and to the championship, we are doing very well. We didn't lose any match in this year.
Mm. Just to finish, Sergio Busch has joined Salernitana in Italy. Is he going there with a view to maybe staying there, or is that just a loan spell to get him some football?
No, it's a... He need to play. He knows. We know that he need to play. He knows that he need to play. We talked about this before. He's a good guy, he's a good player, and he need to play, because it's with age that he have. Also, he have some wishes to go to national team, and they go to European, Romania, and he want try to go, and to achieve this, he must play. So it's good to everybody, this something positive. Also, I wish him the best to him, and I hope that he can score a lot of goals and back to next season more strong. And as you know, that Royce Wiggins go to Bournemouth, and I wish the best to him.
Thank you.